It's the first Friday of the month, and that means it's time for the Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady and guests, made possible by Baker Orchard at Centuria. Morning, Sandra.
Good morning. So we're going to start out today with community calendar. So Tana, the friendly forager, who was actually on a year ago. Oh, yeah, speaking of, happy anniversary, Plant Rant. Woo! 7 years. I guess that should be my first announcement. It was June 2018 when we had our very first Plant Rant with Sandra the Plant Lady. It's grown and evolved since then. Debbie Elmer has been helping co-host with me. She's here this morning. Good morning, Debbie.
I love being here. Thank you.
Thank you. I love having you. So last year, Tana the Friendly Forager was on to help celebrate with Lisa Kofakis and I from Silver Creek Herbals. And she wasn't able to make it this year, but she does have a class tomorrow from 10:30 to 12:30. There is a fee that is $30, and you can reach out to her or get more information at tana@thefriendlyforager.com. And if you want to sign up, you can text Tana at 715-491-6422. That's all the information I really have. I'm guessing it's going out and wild harvesting and identifying, but I'm not sure, so look it up and find out. The Amory Art and Craft Fair is coming up on Saturday, June 14th from 9 to 3 in North Park. That is sponsored by the Amory Women's Club. And I know Natalie Trudeau and Heather Rarada have been working very hard to make it a really great event this year. And so that event's just going to keep getting better. So that's next Saturday. And then backing up again this weekend, on Saturday is the start of our Amory Farmers Market. And Kelly is here today to join us to talk about the Farmers Market this year. So good morning, Kelly. Thanks
for
coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
So as you said, the Farmers Market starts tomorrow. Well, we will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then also we have a Monday market on June 9th. That is 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And the market runs until October 20th. So
all
that's
right.
A solid 20 weeks of Amory Farmers Market. So we have a lot of veteran vendors returning. Pike Hole is our major produce farm. For Saturday, they do have a selection of lettuce, bok choy, spinach, radishes, arugula, kale, rhubarb, and canned goods. So if you've been eager to have a summer salad, here you go.
They have been working so hard. I go to Dr. Brad for my chiropractor, and I had a skiing injury this year. So I've been seeing him on a very regular basis.
Yes.
And, yeah, my gosh, what goes on at Pike Hole Farm is just amazing.
Yeah. And the two boys joined the farm.
I was gonna say that same thing. The two, so it really is a family farm. The kids are now business owners with them. So,
We have our regular people, Esther Nelson with her honey and maple syrup. We have myself, handicrafts and jewelry and laser engraved stuff. Christensen Livestock, they have meats perfect for grilling and bacon. Who doesn't love some bacon? We have two flower vendors, one on Saturday and one on Monday.
And occasionally Deer Lake Gardens will be there with peonies.
Yes.
Which they're really starting to pop. I should walk out back and see how they're looking.
Yes, they are beautiful. Williamson Sharpening, if you need your kitchen knives sharpened, your lawnmower.
Your shovel. I had my shovel sharpened last year. I need to have it resharpened. Well,
Mart.
So, he does good work. But we also have some new people, which I'm super excited about. Crowded Table Farms will be there on Mondays. They have some fresh milled breads and treats, sourdough, and tallow products. Abounding Flower Farm is on Saturdays. They will have some flowers, home-dried arrangements and home decor. And then Charity Faith Farm is produce, flour, sourdough, natural care products. But I want, most importantly, let's talk about food, because that's,
are you having food
have
vendors?
Food. Yes.
Ooh.
So Saturday we have a new Thai food vendor called Johnny Walker.
Lisa Kovacs is here with us too from Silver Creek Herbals, and she's looking very excited about this.
That is very exciting.
Yes.
I love Thai food.
So on Saturday we have Johnny Walker along with Stone and Oak has a coffee bar. And then Mondays we have Ike's Thai food and
goodness.
Brick Fire Pizza.
Sounds like we get to do a Thai food contest and, see.
Well, only month of June because Ike is leaving the state of Wisconsin.
Oh.
So she sold everything and is moving to Texas.
Wow.
So after that, then it'll be Johnny Walker on Mondays with the Brick Fire Pizza Bus.
Okay.
Excellent.
But we are always looking for new vendors. If you want to visit our Facebook page, there's a link to an interest form. Click it and we'll get your information.
And that Facebook page is Amory
Farmers Market. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So,
anything else that you want
to? I don't think so. Just looking forward to seeing all of our wonderful customers.
Yeah, how fun. And it's such a great time there. It really has gotten so good over the years and such a nice vibe. And any music at all scheduled this year?
No, we're still working on that.
Okay.
So.
But something you're interested in having?
Yes.
So if people, again, our listeners are interested or know somebody that maybe would want to reach out to you again and contact you.
Yes, absolutely.
Through the Facebook page, is that the best way?
Yeah.
Through Messenger?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so that is our community calendar. It was so fun to have a guest to talk about what's coming up this weekend. And so now, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
It's been a year since you've been here, which you were such a repeat guest for so long. How did we make it a year?
I don't know. Time goes by so fast.
So I understood through from Natalie Trudeau, and Debbie's kind of mentioned too a little bit, but your business has kind of been shifting and changing a little bit. So what's new? What's been happening?
So since last year, I decided to, well, first of all, I'm located in Turtle Lake. I have a brick and mortar. I originally started it as an herbal shop where you can come in, get some over-the-counter advice, buy some herbs, buy some supplements. And a couple of years ago, I decided to start my clinical practice where I meet with clients in person and talk to you about natural health care plan, going between plant medicine and lifestyle choices and eating habits. And this January, I decided that I had to focus on one or the other. So I decided to get rid of most of my retail and focus on my services. So now what I offer at the shop is in-person consultations. I'm doing full-on herbal consultations where it's about an hour and a half. We sit down, we go over all of your health. I give you lots of recommendations and we kind of form a healthcare plan together. I do online appointments now and I am currently in training to become a health and wellness coach.
You are just keeping your education
going
all the time. I think every time that we've been together, you've been pursuing more education. I just love that.
I do because I just, you know, I want to grow myself as an herbalist and be the best natural health care practitioner I can for my clients. So the health and wellness coaching is a little bit different. It's more about coaching my clients on getting through any parts of their life that might be a little stagnant or they want to do some improvements or just need a little support. And that can be on any topic. So my expertise obviously is herbalism. So that's coming online. I'll be finishing my certification course in July and then I'll be taking my board exam in November.
Congratulations.
Thank
that
you.
Is so exciting.
I'm really excited.
So at the store now, is that mainly then by appointment? Like I wanted some itchy witchy because I love your products and I was needing more. So if I wanted to get more, which I did, so thank you, but would a person then reach out to you and set up a time to come in, or you're still doing some online shipping? Like if someone wants to still use the apothecary, what's the best way?
Right. So all of my handcrafted products are online on my website, so you can order at will whenever is convenient. I also have an online dispensary that carries all of my supplements and the things I would normally recommend for clients. I do have some things still in stock, so I always carry all of my own handcrafted and then a couple of the things that are really popular. So if I'm not available, if I'm in an appointment, then you just send me a message and I can tell you when I'm going to be
so
there.
Calling ahead and
calling ahead
up an appointment
is best, right? Or sending me a text or a message. It's really easy to contact me. If I'm in the shop, in between appointments, I have the door unlocked. If you happen to stop by and the door is unlocked, come on in and I can help you out.
And then that website is silvercreekherbals.com.
Correct.
Is that the best way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to give out your phone number because you mentioned people?
Sure.
Can text
you can text me at 651-442-4478. email me at lisa@silvercreekherbals.com or go to the website silvercreekherbals.com.
And call otherwise too if people aren't techie.
Absolutely. Just make a phone Give me call. A call.
Excellent.
Yes, for sure.
So if you had, like, what's been the most common thing lately, like, people are reaching out to you about? Like, is there a common thing, whether it's...
Oh, sure. Yeah. I have a lot of people that have a lot of chronic issues that are feeling a little stuck in their healthcare. So they're looking at for alternative ways to bring some more natural remedies into their life that might get them through something chronic. So a lot of chronic issues, you know, kidney disease and high blood pressure and hypertension. And I work with a lot of women that are going through menopause, things like that. So things that, you know, as we move through our life, if we're not getting better in the way that we intend, it's nice to look at alternative ways. Or if you want to just work on your, you know, being healthy for longevity, herbs are such a great choice for that.
And just support the whole body. And the herbs, we've talked about this before, it's like all those plant parts work together. So when you're using a real plant versus like medications, typically they've isolated one part of the plant, but you don't have all those constituents, you know, working together that are balancing the system out. And
exactly. And why not reach for a plant first as your first choice to see if that works, because of those things. It's the whole entire plant with all of this beautiful medicine in it, and our bodies really respond well to it. And the side effects of taking a plant is so much lower than the pamphlets.
Oh my gosh, the disclaimers.
Exactly.
So, your antidepressant whose side effect could be suicide. Like,
yeah.
That seems a little counterintuitive, though.
So why not reach for the plant first, or why not learn about what plants work best for you? You can go outside and harvest in your own yard. Like Tana's class tomorrow, she's all about food and edibles and foraging for food. So if you haven't taken a class from Tana, please do. She's just so knowledgeable. And she's on the foraging side for food, and I do more foraging for medicine. So we've done some good partnerships, you know, where we know a lot about one plant, but she knows one side of it and I'm on the other side. So it's a really excellent knowledge if you can take any of her classes.
Yeah, we'll have to get the two of you on together again.
Oh, I would love that. That was really fun.
Yeah.
So I'm still making product. I'm still growing lots of things. I'm harvesting. I'm still doing all of that.
Well, I'm over here being kind of quiet because I'm so excited and I don't want to take over the radio show, but...
Please interrupt me because I will talk all night.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about with myself today. I'm so excited that you're here, and I know you in several capacities through the years, and we've never really spoken in a public format about those different capacities, but just as a... This is Debbie Elmer, sidekick to Sandra, but... just as the first interaction I had with you is a small business, and I'm just a creative resident in the town of Amory who loves what small businesses add to our community. Mm-hmm. So I tried to lure you to Amory before you established your Turtle Lake business.
Yeah.
And then I really admired what you did with your facility. You have other small businesses in your building. Is that correct?
We have the tattoo studio, Crimson Heart Designs, takes up most of the building. We used to have a gem shop in there, but she is... moved on to another career, so that space is open for a classroom space now that I kind of have set aside.
Okay. Ooh. And then after I met you through this small business contact just on my own, I saw you're teaching classes, but those classes aren't in Turtle Lake. Can you touch on those classes that you had at the farm? Are those going to continue, and where is that farm?
Right. So in the wintertime, I'll do classes at my Turtle Lake location because we can be inside and I have enough space. During the summer, I do plant ID walks and classes at our farm, which is about 10 miles south of Turtle Lake outside of Clayton. So my husband and I own a almost 20-acre farm, and I say farm in a loose way. We have two turkeys, four chickens, three dogs, and lots of medicinal plants.
And they are beautiful. I couldn't believe it when I was at the class. You had this beautiful classroom setting in an old roofless barn. It sounds not beautiful, but it's stunning. It's like a secret garden. It's more like a walled-in garden area.
Yes.
And then you took us on a tour of your farm with the plants.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just stunning. And Sandra and I both work a lot with local plantings and native plants particularly. And I know a lot of those are part of what you, do you call it prescribing when you're in herbalism?
Absolutely.
Okay, so those have just this significant history in our community.
Absolutely. And my property is great because I do cultivate some plants in my medicinal garden, things that I aren't native to the area that I use in my medicine or that are annuals that I can harvest. But on the rest of the property, there's, oh my gosh, a plethora of medicinal plants, just like everywhere in our area. Burdock and plantain and
nettle.
Jewelweed and nettles and ground ivy, which is Creeping Charlie, and just prickly ash. We just have just so much medicine just right outside of our doorstep. So my farm is a great place. We can take tours. I can point out what to look for, talk about what they're good for, and hopefully create a whole bunch of home herbalists. That would be awesome.
And when I went to your farm, I thought, oh boy, I've reached the edge of the world. It's a dirt road. My cell phone service was a little sketchy. And then I had to drive farther. But I got there, and it was just such a lovely afternoon with other classmates and at your farm. And then I realized we're also on the edge of a trail right out there, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. So there is quite a few trails around. So Silver Creek Trails is about a half a mile from us. My husband was the trail maintenance guy for about 12 years, and that's kind of fallen off. It's still part of the Corbett Trail system. It's pretty overgrown this year, so it's a little rough, but it's still out there. It's still available. It's a public trail system in a public county forest. So, you know, you can definitely get out there and ride or hike. It's okay. Gorgeous. And it seems like you're in the middle of nowhere.
Is there still a bike shop services out by you?
No, he's not doing the bike shop anymore.
Okay.
The industry really changed after COVID.
Yeah,
so small, really sense. Small shops struggle. Mm-hmm. And he was like tiny, small. So he's still doing repairs, just not for the public.
Well, speaking of very small businesses, I did ask Lisa to be a judge for the Red Letter Grant. Red mm-hmm. Letter Grant is a new grant available in 10 of these western counties in Wisconsin. And part of the grant is we have these experienced women in business read over business plans and help be stewards of these funds we have from the community to give $2,000 startup grants to women in business. And I help facilitate this. And so online, we meet with all the finalists and then have the judges ask them questions. And Lisa's input for these small businesses in our region was just tremendously valuable. And she's been really active in the community, encouraging other women to go out there and start these things because these small businesses are such a significant part of our community. So just a huge thank you for that. And I did want to bring up something I was also surprised by. I think stereotypically we think, oh, herbalism, and this is terrible. She's sitting in a wildflower field braiding someone's hair. And that's not it. There's so much research and science behind this. And you've done the work. I've been to your office and seen the books. And I'm aware of some of the programming you've been through. Mm-hmm. And I've asked for some reference material. And it's heavy. It's like, there's just so much to it. And we talk about it as primary and alternative care, but maybe we should look at it as more, what are we primarily putting into our bodies? And is this alternative care, or should it be what we're primarily looking at before we put these other things? So all that's really interesting to
right.
me. I, of course, got off on a tangent here, but I wanted to touch on you with Veterans Day, just or Memorial Day. Could
yes.
you talk about your service?
Sure, right. I am a Marine Corps veteran. I went in 1987, just about a year after high school. I was in for, I was at Camp Lejeune, so I am part of the, if anyone is familiar with the Camp Lejeune toxicity,
oh, gosh.
The water toxicity, that I am a disabled veteran because of that. So I did have a lot of toxic issues around that, especially around infertility and childbearing. So that is not something that I was able to do because of the toxic water. And that really spurred me to become an herbalist, because I started going to acupuncturist and an herbalist just to try to figure out some fertility things before I knew that I was part of that toxic
and then
water exposure.
Once you learned that that there was the toxicity, so it started out exploring the fertility options,
right,
and getting some care for that. But then once you found out about the toxicity, then did you start getting into herbs and herbalism then to start,
right,
to treat your own, to get treated for that and get those toxins
out of your
body?
And you know, that was years later. So I did not start going to an herbalist till I was probably 43 years old, and that would happen when I was, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old. But still in my body, you can carry those toxins. So that is one of the things my herbalist that I went to really helped me with, is to detoxify on a really slow basis. And that was really my introduction to what I am now. So, you know, my service, I am a proud Marine Corps veteran, but I also have this other side that really formed what I'm doing in my life now.
I'm really sorry, though, that you had that experience.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Me too.
And thank you for sharing that, because
yeah,
that's deeply...
Yeah.
That's, I'm feeling emotional.
Yeah.
That's just really deeply personal. So
thank you for sharing that. It was a huge part of my life that I don't mind sharing, because it's important to share those kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it helps other people too when you speak out. Other people can do that and get the support that they need. And
Thank you.
That was the case with me when I heard about your service. It's just like, well, she's... Because I compartmentalized your service with herbalism, but then to see your service entirely different, and maybe not so entirely different for the country too. And I thought, whoa, she's helping people in so many ways. So then you were open with what you were going through, and I had some difficulties I was going through too, and I did also have some interactions a lot with our regional domestic violence center. And I also have primary care doctor and counselor and all the things. But to learn really that these traumas that people go through, it's also very physical. You think something bad happens and it's not going to impact your health. Like, all trauma becomes physical.
It's all connected.
Yeah. And so when I came to you, I was having troubles showing up for myself and advocating for myself and even just being present. And like, I didn't even have words to... And with all the professionals in my life, including you, I was able to show up in a way that I was proud of, and I felt like I could advocate for all those I love in my life, and it made a huge difference just to realize it's okay to ask for help and to explore these options. And I've also brought friends there. I had a friend with eczema, and that really impacts her ability to socialize and be part of a community.
Right.
And she tries everything.
When eczema is so related to emotional
it is
health,
stress, and it's all... You know, treating eczema inside of our body rather than just treating the symptom, which is what we see on the outside of our body, is so important. And I feel like those kind of things sometimes can be missed. And there's such strength and medicine and taking herbs in internally to take care of things that do come out of our skin or that we see that way. And mental health too, Debbie, is so important. There's so much the plant medicine that's out there for our nervous system and our, you know, HPA axis, which is our hypothalamus and pituitary and adrenal glands. You know, there's so many people that are so stressed out and their adrenal, you know, it's just crazy. They're either there's too much or too little, or cortisol or fight or flight. You know, that is really important to take care of, because you're right, it does come out in the physical body.
Mm-hmm. I think another barrier to people maybe contacting you is that you're local. We take advantage or take it for granted that we have these professionals in our community. Mm-hmm. And you have people from all over the country calling to book appointments with you because you have such rigorous training. So I just wanted to comment to that she's here in our community. What a resource. So, and the opportunity to meet with her in person or in video because of our location. So just remember that, just because it's a small business in your town doesn't mean it's not unique or an incredible asset to their wider region.
And right. I want to circle back to asking for help, because that can be really hard, and it's a struggle that I've had in my life of being very stubbornly independent and being proud of that and that being part of my persona or whatever. But you know what? BS, okay? Like, no more. We need each other, our collaborations. Just sharing this collaboration, all of you helping with the show and it just helping make it what it is. This wouldn't be as amazing as it is if I was sitting here by myself all the time, or just, you know, Bob and I. It's just as, anyway, and asking for help. Like, we need each other. And most people are happy to offer, and it's a gift. It's the giving and receiving and that reciprocity, and it can be a gift to the person mm-hmm. you're reaching out to as well. So.
And we're all support for each other, and we all have different expertise, and we all have different perspectives and life experience to bring to the table. So absolutely. And kind of back to Debbie with the Red Letter Grant, the women, the small businesses that are applying for these grants are reaching out for help and saying, hey, I could use a little boost here. And some of the, you know, the applications that I've read over as a judge, I am so impressed. I am absolutely so impressed with these women starting these small businesses in all different areas. It's just really exciting. And the Red Letter Grant is just a phenomenal benefit for them. I just love it.
And is that a regional thing? Or?
It is. It's in 10 counties up here in Region 2. It started down in Eau Claire. And so it's north of Eau Claire. We have 18 counties. So we have grants in the spring and fall.
That's biannual then?
Yep. They're only $2,000. It's a micro grant. So you're really getting those businesses who really want to do this but don't have the resources or infrastructure available to them. So mm-hmm. we're trying to, I think one of the biggest values is that we have mentors like Lisa saying you can do it, or maybe take another look at your business plan and boost it before you start out.
Well, and let's, you know, you mentioned Crimson Heart. I mean, that,
right.
that's your, like, you have retired
yes,
from tattooing, but
yes,
like,
I'm the founder, 2003. Oh, yes, look at that.
Isn't that amazing?
Right, I started it in 2003. It was just me, lone tattoo artist, and then now we're in Turtle Lake in this beautiful building. We'll be in there 10 years next year. And we've got 6 full-time artists, and I'm just really proud of all of them. And
you have it's such an amazing place. Like, I wish the doctor offices were as clean and sterilized and attentive to things as what Crimson Heart Studios is.
I like attention to detail.
Well, and you've done really well.
Yeah.
So for you to be part of this Red Letter Grant, like, you are a woman business owner
yeah.
who started multiple businesses that
right.
are continuing to grow and be successful
right.
and
I didn't have a business background. I started my very first studio many years ago, even before I was in Wisconsin, and it's just, I wish I would have had a mentor to help me through some of the really difficult things. I didn't know what I was doing, and luckily I work on both sides of my brain. I'm real lucky that way. I'm an artist, but I'm also, you know, can think in a business way, and it could have helped me quite a bit. But I made it, and
but that
yeah.
what makes you such a good support
yeah.
for these other women and other people who want to get started in businesses.
Yeah.
How do people find out about the Red Letter Grant? Is there
online is the entire application, redlettergrant.org.
Okay.
And there's an application available. It'll open up again in September for the fall.
Do you have to have an existing business,
nope.
or can you be just brainstorming one?
You
apply?
Can have a business plan for a business that you're intending to start.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How many grants per?
There's 4 per cycle.
Okay.
So. And we had over, for the entire Wisconsin region, we had over 100 applications. So it's really encouraging, really optimistic for our future.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And if they don't get it this time, they can apply again?
Correct.
Okay. So
yeah.
somebody else gets it, and then they get bumped out of the pool, and then the next person can...
And we're working on resources on the application page. So if you have a business idea, don't know how to write a business plan, we have some state resources there that are free that will help you develop that, and then some also other 501c3s that help you brainstorm your business and put together the pieces.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
We covered a lot, and I know we could keep going.
I know, right? This is only a half an hour?
Yes, I know. We'll keep working on that time thing. But so Kelly, Debbie, Lisa, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I feel like I've been on this emotional roller coaster for a little bit.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations. Look what you created.
Thank you.
This is excellent.
Thank you. And I just want to keep building the community, which is what all this is about. Supporting our community's health, supporting our community with good food at the farmer's market, supporting our community creatively. Debbie does such a great job with that and promoting Amory. So I'm hoping, I've tried to reach out, but not successfully so far, but I'm hoping the Amory Farm Tour people, am I getting that
right? I am one of them. The Amory Apple Rover Farm Tour. Mark your calendars for July 12th. A lot of these independent farms are going to open their doors and welcome the public. So that's going to be all day on Saturday, July 12th. We're online on Facebook, too, and Instagram. And
hopefully on Plant Rant for the first Friday of the month, which is July 4th. So hoping we can pre-record that so we can have the holiday. But the program will be on, whether it's live in studio or pre-recorded. But I'm hoping for that River Farm Tour people to come. Well, we probably won't fit 14 people in here, but if we can get a sampling and come on and talk about it for July.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
And thank you, Baker Orchard, for sponsoring the Plant Rant.